But his story goes beyond that, including many other intriguing elements, elements like teaching, swimming, and yes, the FBI, and how a fun, successful television career coming after the age of 50 turned on a question: how to make a wedding dress in 2 days. From his work behind the scenes at Parsons to his role front and center on Bravo, he has clearly made it work. Welcome, Tim Gunn.
Can I just say something to the audience? I just have to tell you something. This is so surreal for me to be sitting here. I'm out there all the time and marveling at Bud and his other guests. The fact that I'm sitting here, I mean, it's surreal. I don't really believe it. And thankfully, the lights are such I can't really see you. So I'm going to pretend you're really not there.
Well, Tim, something's going on because all these people didn't make a wrong turn.
Thank you for coming. I'm so honored to be here with you.
So this is, I would assume, pretty much how you planned it. For all those years in academia, 25, 30 years, you pretty much had it down pat. You know, after 50, I'm going to make a slight switch, and I'm going to walk down the street, and people will know how I am across the country. That was all part of the game plan, right?
Never. I mean, I talk about my serendipitous path, and it was very serendipitous, and no one's more shocked and surprised by all this than I am. And I have to tell you, I pinch myself every day and think, when am I going to wake up from this incredible dream? It's phenomenal for me. Phenomenal.
Now, you were very influential behind the scenes in the fashion world, largely because of your job at Parsons.
Yes.
And then I'm always fascinated by transitions. All of a sudden, you're doing this show and you become a very public person. What was that transition like for you?
Well, here I am with this pregnant pause. Can I back up for a moment to talk about the behind-the-scenes work for just a moment?
You could, with this crowd, I bet, do anything you'd like.
Because I have to tell you, when I've been at Parsons for, was it 18 years before I landed in the Department of Fashion Design, and I'd had a lot of different roles, but for the 12 years prior to being chair of the Department of Fashion Design, I was associate dean. And in that capacity, I worked with all the departments at Parsons, and I actually practiced curriculum development. I oversaw the appointment of full-time faculty and department chairs. I worked with the development of our programs abroad. It was a very, very academic role that didn't allow me to engage very much with many people. We had a crisis in the Department of Fashion Design, and I'll summarize it briefly by saying that the program was suffering from dormancy. For 50 years, the curriculum had remained unchanged. And the effect of that for the students was a serious questioning about what am I doing here, and a serious erosion of morale. So I arrived at the department intending to conduct a search for a new department chair and uncovered this very in need of love and care situation that anyone coming in off the street would probably require, I don't know, at least 2 or 3 years to really understand. And having been at Parsons for so long, I did understand it. Mm-hmm. So I had been in the department for about 3 months, and I said to the dean, this is not a one-year appointment, which the appointment he had intended for it to be, because he wanted me back in his office. I said, the place is hemorrhaging and it needs serious attention, and even once we prescribe a new curriculum, it requires implementation. And the culture here is such that it's going to push back on all of that. And the reason I'm telling you this story is because I was not a friend to the fashion industry. As a matter of fact, I was held up as being someone who was tearing down the American fashion industry by making these changes at Parsons. In the beginning of the implementation, which was in the fall of 2001, which in a way was a kind of metaphor, I hate to say, I was called to an emergency meeting at the dean's